And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, located online at luckymojo.com and drkeone.com. Your co-host, Iron Cat Ironwood, and myself, Dr. Keone, along with our technical consultant, there at Lucky Mojo Nakashiva. We're so happy to have everybody. We've been away for a little while. You know, we got work too. Make a little bit of money and play hard. And, well, we're back. And, you know, as the song says, we're about to freak this. So I've got Kat here on the phone. We've got you on the phone. We definitely want you to call in and be a part of the show. So welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. We'll be going to the phones with our co-host Kat Ironwood and our guest and you in a moment. Well, hello, Kat. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine and glad to be back on the air. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and gave us a little time to rest and, as I like to say, push the reset button and get out and explore and do a lot of things and be unchained for a little while and from the desk in the office. And I've been all over the country and out of the country, and it's been a wild adventure. But as people don't know, you and I have always been in contact behind the scenes, and so it's good to officially be back on the air together. Tell me about what you've been up to.
Well, I've just been here. You know, you leave the country, you do all these romantic and dramatic things. I just sit here. Now I've been running the shop, and been doing a lot of work on the Lucky Mojo Forum. When the radio show went into its vacation, I devoted myself to the forum, which is forum.luckymojo.com, and anyone can join. Also, I know you've been devoting some of your time to my Hoodoo Space.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you have a group there as well.
So I've been doing outreach that way, and I know that you have too. And, you know, teaching workshops and doing all the usual. But that's been my biggest thing now, is building that forum up. And we have over 3,000 registered participants at the forum, and I hope some of them are calling in.
Well, I'm sure they will, and I certainly have been getting email response since the announcement that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour was returning to the airwaves, and everyone has been anticipating it, and a lot of the course members for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork course that are in the group at My Hoodoo Space specifically were very enthusiastic about the return of the show. So people have been waiting, and they've been inquiring. I mean, almost every week I get an email saying, when are you guys coming back? When are you guys coming back? We miss you. We miss you. So
well,
here we are.
That's good. Well, I miss doing it, and I think we're set to go. What we're going to be doing today is the kind of format that we have been doing for quite a while, which is a caller participant call-in show. So I know that I heard little beeplets, and so I know there are people on the line. And what we want to do is to get you all figured out, and you can ask questions. And just like we do at the forum, just like we've done on the radio show in the past, you have a situation. Please state it briefly, and we will do some divination for you. We will prescribe some root work for you. You're going to get the best of two of the best minds in the world of conjure, Dr. Keone and myself, she said humbly, to try to work on your case right here on the radio. You can use another name if it's using your real name is scary to you. If you have a name at My Hoodoo Space or at the Lucky Mojo Forum that you regularly use, go ahead and use that name on the radio, because we'll know who you are that way. Or if you want to use your real name, that's fine too. Okay?
And not only that,
how do we get this thing started? Now, there's the just for those people mm-hmm. Who are in the queue, we don't have at this time. We have not got the technology to sort you in the queue. So you don't all speak up at once, because we'll hear you all at once.
All right, and so that is your invitation to unmute yourself by pressing the 6 key on your phone, and you can announce yourself by saying your name or use a pseudonym and say where you're from, such as your city or state, and we'll take your call and let's talk to you about what's going on in your life and how we can help you empower yourself. So if you're here on the phone right now, go ahead and speak up. Hello.
Hello. My name is Angela. I'm from Albany, Georgia. And my question for today is, I recently just got married on September 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And before we got married, we got a lot of family members that have quite some differences and everything. And I'm trying to see what all that work out. Because I still, some kind of way, feel funny talking to my husband, mom, because of some things that she said to me about a month ago.
All right. So just to make this, as I understand this, you recently got married and you're having a little bit of mother-in-law difficulty.
Yes.
But you're getting along all right with your husband?
Yes, we're getting along.
All right. All right. Let me just say one thing, and this I know Dr. Keone will back me up on this. Any woman who marries a man who loves his mother enough that the mother-in-law can be a problem is actually a good man to marry. I know that sounds contradictory, but a man who loves his mother will make a better husband than a man who doesn't love his mother. So you've got the job to win his mother over. You can't fight her. You can't kick her out because you married a man who loved his mother because you're getting a better man. So what you want to do now, in my opinion, is to start some work on this mother-in-law that's going to keep her loving you. It's going to make her feel affectionate to you. And you may have to bite your tongue when you do it, and she may be a little bit of a handful and not the nicest person, and she may have said things not nice. But you got to grow up and take control. You're the queen of your house. You're the queen of the next generation. She's already in the generation that's starting to pass on by. So put her in a honey jar. You know how to make a honey jar, hon?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to get your little jar of honey, little baby food jar of honey. You're going to put in something personal of hers, her hair, her name on paper, her photograph, any little thing you have, as many as you can get. Put them in the jar of honey. With it, you're going to put in some herbs that signify your rule and control over the situation. For instance, Queen Elizabeth root, and when you put that in, you say, there's only going to be one queen in the house, and it's going to be me. So Queen Elizabeth root, you can put in the whole root or powder, and you can put in a little bit of other things that might be to control her a little bit. This is not going to be a mean thing because it's a honey jar. It's to sweeten her, but you do want to show your dignity. And that's why we say to use the Queen Elizabeth root. And then light little candles on that just as ever you find it convenient. Now, since he's in the home with you, he may not want to know that you're lighting a honey jar on his mama, you know. So there's a simple way to do this that hides it. Get yourself a brass candlestick that's hollow underneath. You can get them at any shop that sells candlesticks, you know, like Michael's Crafts will always have them, Joanne's Fabrics, any of those national chains will have them, or you can even get them at the Goodwill. A brass candlestick, but it has to be hollow underneath. Sometimes they have a piece of felt at the bottom, and you can peel that felt away. Instead of making a whole honey jar on her, just get her name and stuff, put it in some, you know, smear it with some honey, get her hair, all that stuff, wrap it up with some honey, and then wrap it up in duct tape, that broad, wide duct tape. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
All right, wrap it up in duct tape, and then tape that to the inside of the candle holder, and then put the piece of felt along the bottom and glue it on. Now you have what looks like a plain candle holder, and nobody knows it's a honey jar made on her. You can wrap the whole thing in aluminum before you duct tape it together. However you want to seal it all up, that's good. And then you can light candles, and it'll just look like you lit a nice candle, and no one will know. That's called a sneaky or hidden trick. No one will know that you made a honey jar on your mother-in-law, and she'll never see it and never find out.
Kat, that is absolutely one of the best recommendations for a situation like this and sweetening someone, especially a very sour mother-in-law. And since we're doing this work in a clandestine way, one other tip that I would throw in is those little perfume sample vials that you get at the store. They're very small, about 2 inches maybe long, okay? And since perfume is already in it, you've got a fragrance. And you can take the personal concern, the hair of that individual, and put it in there and put in a drop of honey or two. Put some honey in on it. And even some really fine ground powders, such as the Queen Elizabeth, etc. But, you know, just a tiny, tiny pinch, and then take the little cap and put it back on. Instant honey jar, very, very small, and you can hide it somewhere or put it in your purse or whatever. Another way to do this trick.
That's beautiful. That's a great one. I love that.
Thank nice. You. Thank you.
And those little perfume bottles, you know, they give them out of samples. That is so good.
It really works. I've done it for clients, and because, you know, for me, sometimes space is an issue, and when you're doing a lot of work, and so you have to figure out how to downsize, so to speak, and yet keep the same thing. And what I like about this one is if you have a large lodestone, you can pile these things around the lodestone, and now you've got this magnetic thing going on. So let's talk about this. I've looked at her cards here. Would you like to go to that, or do you have some more specific recommendations for her?
Oh, no. Well, let's see. If you've thrown some cards for her, that would be really good, because that's going to give her some divination on it.
Yes. Now, you said your name is Andy. Is that right?
Angie.
Okay, first of all, it's so nice to have you here. Really, really great. And where are you from?
I'm Albany, Georgia.
Albany, Georgia. Okay, all right. So we've got Albany, Georgia in the house, and we're so glad to have you. You know, I was looking at these cards here and using a different set of cards. These are African cards, which embody the deities of Africa, and not a standard type of a tarot deck, but yet it is a tarot system. And what I see here is there is some kind of an altercation between you and mom-in-law in the past, and I do see that a lot of wounds here and a lot of hurt. And I don't know if it does evolve around the sun. I shouldn't say I don't know, because I see that. It evolves around the sun. So did you make amends here with her?
No.
Why not?
I mean, he went to jail over a month ago, and she came here, to make a long story short, she came here to get his things, and I wouldn't let it go. And she told me that he wasn't going to never come back here and all that. But he got out of jail the next day. When the weekend passed by, he decided on his birthday, which was July 28th, that he wanted to marry me. So we did do the thing to go to the courthouse to do our marriage license and everything, got married on the 2nd of September. I didn't apologize to her because I felt like she needed to apologize to me, her and her daughter, because they came to my house. I did not talk to her in a kind of way. I was just letting her know that I wasn't letting anything out of my house that belonged to him. I mean, because he acted so ugly, and that's the reason why he went to jail, because he kicked my front door in. But, I mean, it was something for us to deal with, not her. And she, I mean, I know he called her, like, for to help him get out of jail and all that. But still, I mean, she owed me an apology, too. And one of his cousins told me that I should be the one to apologize. I understand that. But I feel like she needs to apologize, too.
Well, I hear you on that one, you know. May I just say just one thing here? Waiting for who's going to apologize first is not going to help. I wouldn't apologize to her right off the bat, but I would offer what they call the olive branch of peace. You know what I'm saying? If she ever never apologizes, still keep her in that honey jar. But, you know, he's got a little bit of a temper problem.
Yeah.
He needs to get calm. Any conflict between you and her is going to set off between him and you. Okay? So, Dr. K, what do you see in that?
Well, interestingly enough, I see a storm brewing behind all of this, a much larger storm. And Angie, one of the things you need to do is prepare yourself, I do believe, for psychic warfare. I do see that this lady is going to throw at you, and the imagery that is here, Kat, African imagery associated with the spiritual traditions is that of the deity who would be known as Oya, the storm. And so we have fire, and we have rain. Like, so we're talking war water here, okay? We have storming bulls, stampeding bulls. So this imagery says that this woman is gearing up to attack you. And the summary card is the Ten of Swords, which everyone in tarot will know it is wounds, and it is perhaps fatal wounds, as a result of a very fierce Kanja battle. So I think you need protection work here. Sweetening the mother may be too late, but is anything's worth a try. So do that. But also, you need to guard your flank, because there's Kanja coming at you. That's what I'm seeing here, Kat. So we need to talk to her about protection work as well. And we can do that in just a moment. Kat, if you'd like, and Angie, if you could stay on the phone, just stay right there. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to the phones in just a moment and greet some people also over in the My Hoodoo Space Forum. Okay, Kat?
All right.
Okay, Angie?
Okay.
All right. Place, y'all, where ain't nobody crying, and there are no lying faces. Yeah, and you know, here we are right now, because we're going to take you there. That's what the song is talking about, taking you there. And that's what we're doing with the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. We're bringing you to that place of personal empowerment, and a place where you can empower your life, overcome obstacles, overcome enemies, make things right in your life, bring prosperity into your life, bring love into your life, bring light into your life. That's what we're about. Kat, come on, let us take her there. To us, here we are, Kat, we're back.
All right, well, if you need some protection from this lady as well, and Dr. Keone's card reading indicated that you do, I have to tell you, I like the two-pronged approach, what I always call the carrot and the stick. I want you to sweeten her, and I don't want you to stop that idea just because she may be a piece of work and not a nice person. To do some protection for the home and protection for yourself and protection for the marriage would be the next step. And one way to protect the marriage is to have something of him and something of you wrapped up in a protection packet. Now, you can have something to wear, but it would probably be better to put some protection down, literally physical protection around the home. And when you do that, you can use something like protection powders. Mix it with some dirt so people don't see it, because otherwise it'll leave a track on the ground. But when you do it and sprinkle that powder down, what you do is you can use red brick dust also is another thing. People like to use red brick dust to keep bad people away. And what you say, as you lay down this protection powder around the property and mix it with the dirt so it cannot be seen, you're going to say, let only friendly hearts and good people come in. Let no one cross this line who means me ill. And just in your own words. You don't have to repeat my words. And that way she will not be able to come into the house if she's bearing a bad thought or swords of, you know, of sorcery. If she comes in, she'll have to come in disarmed and friendly. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. So put your faith in that protection. Also, be practical. Clean out your hairbrushes and do not let that lady get into the bathroom and steal your hair, all right?
Okay.
I mean, you're going to have to take some guardian action against her.
Okay.
Anything else you can think of, Dr. K, that might help her?
I really like those recommendations, and I would suggest going ahead and immediately, well, depending on your skill level here, Angie, and if you can't do it, and I possibly can lead you in a direction here, but going ahead and constructing a reversing mirror box spell.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. On this individual right now, because the energy is coming and you need as much protection around you as possible. And we need to also instruct you, Angie, to start taking cleansing baths on a regular basis, so that as this energy comes around you, it does not have the opportunity to adhere to you. So 13 herb uncrossing bath, which you can get at luckymojo.com, will definitely help you with this trick. And if it's something a little bit more aggressive, then you let us know and we can consult with you privately and share with you some other things to help you, okay? Kat, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And on the mirror box, you can see pictures of a mirror box at my website if you don't know what we're talking about. And you can see pictures of a mirror box also at the AIR site, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers site. A mirror box is not to hurt her, but only to send back to her the damage that she throws at you. In other words, a mirror box does not contradict a honey spell. It's kind of like, you know, if she does good, good will come back to her. If she does bad, bad will come back to her. So the mirror box is really kind of repays whatever she sends, whether good or bad. She'll learn her lesson soon enough. If she sends bad, more bad will come into her life. If she sends good, she finds out her life is getting better, you see? So that's what we're talking about, a mirror box, okay?
I have a question about that, Angie.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead, please, Angie.
Within the cars, her trying to do any, like, root work against me as far as us being together, because she didn't know.
All righty. All righty. Let's take a look then, and that is the question, whether or not the wicked mother-in-law, as we now shall refer to her, is doing work to break up the marriage of Angie. So we turn a card here to see.
Wayne.
And by the way, we want to thank you for tuning in here. Those of you who are with us here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, you know you can access these programs through our blog site at Hoodoo Blog. And you can also access them through the Lucky Mojo website, which will be very easy to find, luckymojo.com. And you can also download these shows through the iTunes iPod directory. So they're available to you. We'll also have them available to you on,
Blog Talk Radio?
Blog Talk Radio. We couldn't get the interface up here this week for the show, but we will have it up next week. So what I'm doing right now is I'm turning the cards and allowing my mind to look at this. Yes. The witch doctor card is here in this thing, most definitely. So, and the lover's card is here. The tree is withered in the outcome. So as we see a withered tree, we know that that is the outcome and the result of this work, and that is the relationship, whatever was strong between the two of you, whatever you all had, which was fruitful, which is what the tree represents, growth. The tree is dying, and that will be the result of that work unless you get some work done to combat this. Hello? Angie? Okay.
What he said was, yes, she is, and yes, it'll kill your marriage if you don't do something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be very fast. The hare, Br'er Rabbit, that character and imagery from The African Diaspora Traditions cat is sitting in the present with the Juju Man riding his back. So that means it's going to be a fast work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Angie, do you have any questions in regards to our instructions before we move on?
No, I don't.
Okay. Kat, any last exhortations for Angie?
No. My best thing to say to you is keep the faith. Keep your focus on the marriage. Keep your focus on the love. Let her come to you. Let her come under you. Remember this, only this, that you are the queen in your own home. Be a queen with dignity. And she will eventually come around. If she doesn't, she'll be out in the dark howling like a dog, okay? That's it.
Angie, and one last thing I see here about your husband here, it appears that, is he the only child, baby boy, or is he baby boy?
He's a baby boy.
I got him. And he was helping Mama, too. There's some financial. I see money in his hands.
Yeah, I mean, they help each other. I mean, before all these, he went to jail and all that. And it's like the other females, like, was coming between our relationship. And this one particular female that she used to sit on the phone and just talk to, that was actually causing a lot of problems. But me, myself, I burn candles. I have a special closet that I just burn candles, and I do my own little work in that closet that he doesn't know nothing about because I have a lock. I have a lock on that closet.
Good for you.
That's the way to do it, and a lot of women do it that way, and I've had clients who actually will rent a rental unit in those industrial parks where you can find rental units, and they go there and do their work and, you know, and then go home. Nobody knows it. So there are a lot of ways to do your juju. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Angie, for your call today. We look forward to hearing you here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour again. Give us an update about your situation, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, if you will, push 6 on your phone if you're going to continue to listen so you can mute yourself, Angie. And Kat,
yes.
Let's see if we can take some more calls here.
All right.
Do you? Now, we know that part of the broadcast here is live, actually. We're live from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company there in Forestville, California, and you have people in the shop, and we can hear the phones ringing. So we are anticipating that perhaps you'll have a customer to interview, correct?
Oh, well, I did, and but I tell you something, and I think I said this to you before. She didn't want to be on the air.
Yeah.
Well, just go back to the phones, because she had a lot of heartbreak, and she just wasn't ready for the radio.
Okay, well, right before we go back to the phones here, I want to welcome quite a few people here who are on the myhoodoospace.neen.com website, and they're in the chat room, and we've posted the number here, and so we want to welcome you, Flame, and Brian, and Azrael, Jim, Hugan Lim, who is all the way down there in New Zealand, Mary Jackson, Mitchell Cooper, Robin, the Palmer, Turnstile, Witches. I may have missed a couple of other people. If I did, please forgive me. But we send you warmest greetings, and next week we hope that you'll also be on the phones with us. Okay, let's turn our attention back to the phone lines right now and take another call. So if you want to unmute yourself by pressing 6, speak up, say your name or pseudonym that you use for yourself, and the state or city you're calling from. Who's next?
I think it's star 6.
Star 6 to unmute yourself. Thank you, Shiva. Hello, talk to us.
Well, I know Mary Jackson was there. I heard her voice. Has everybody been muted again and they can't get in?
All right. Well, that's not a problem. You all stay exactly where you are while we take this little good station break while you figure out what you want to say. We'll be right back with the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour. Davis, going back to the day if I could turn back the hands of time and do it the old hoodoo way, the way the grandma used to do that thing and make it snap, crackle, and pop. Ain't that right, Cat? Yeah, so we're back, and we want to talk to somebody about doing this hoodoo that we do so well. All you need to do right now is unmute yourself by pressing star 6 and tell us who you are, and let's talk about your situation. Who's next?
I think Mary Jackson is up next. Are you there, Mary? Uh-oh. Well, I had her on the phone. Now she's gone. Star 6 to unmute yourself.
Okay, Kat, well, you know, somebody will talk to us eventually here, and we'll check back to the line here in about 5 minutes, okay, while you all figure out what you want to do. Did I hear somebody?
Oh, there she is.
Okay, there you are, Mary Jackson. Good to have you.
Turning on.
Okay, you better speak up, girl, because I'm speeding the boat down the river.
I know. I'm loud. I'm 10 feet tall.
All righty, baby girl. What's up with you?
Well, I'm still hanging in there. As you know, I've had a lot of health problems.
Yes.
And I'm on oxygen 24/7.
Oh, my.
And so that eliminated anything to do with fire or aerosol sprays or anything like that. But I found ways around that, so I'm okay with that. I'm just kind of... You know, the reader sometimes needs to be read.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would just
like a quick run-through about what you see from me.
All right, and that's in regards to your health, right?
I do this myself, but I want someone else to do it.
No, I know what you mean, hon, because I'm the same way. I'm a reader and been a reader since I was a young girl, but when I need help, I go to another reader.
Alrighty.
Well, it's just the objectivity.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, let's let Dr. Keone see what he sees.
Okay.
All right, now, let me be specific with you, and we're talking about health, correct?
We're talking about what?
Are we talking about health?
Yes.
All righty, my dear. Okay, so Mary Jackson is a very talented reader, and she's read for me. And a very delightful personality, and she is on myhoodoospace.ning.com, and she is listed in the psychic links directory, as well as also a reader on the tellmemyfuturenow.com psychic advisors network. And so we're very, very privileged to have her in our presence here today, and she's a trooper because she has a myriad of health problems, but yet she finds a way to give from her spirit the light of God and to help others. And so it is a privilege and honor to be able to read for you today, Mary, and have you here on the show. Mm-hmm. Give me a second here, and we're going to turn the cards. Kat, if you want, talking about some health remedies might be in order here,
well,
right?
I'll do the cards, and I see the first card I get is the Queen of Cups. Now, I use the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. I'm sure you know that deck,
yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
So the Queen of Cups is a woman on a throne. She has a crown. She's dressed in white and blue, which are the colors of spirituality. She holds in her hands a beautiful golden goblet. It's called a cup, but it's not like a coffee cup. This is a beautiful golden goblet. It has angels around it as part of it and has a lid on it. And she's staring into her cup, and she's down by the waters, by the sea, on her throne. So this shows, first of all, that you're a gifted psychic. You're a reader. You're somebody who is able to see inside that closed cup. This is the only cup in this deck that has a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are able to see inside the closed cup of other people's minds and other people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, when I get this card, I am often reminded of modern medicine, and I am reminded of the need for medical imaging, looking inside the heart, looking inside the brain, the sonogram, the PET scan, the CAT scan, the X-ray, all these things. So this says that as far as health goes, you're a very spiritual person. You can see inside your own situation, but also you will continue to need medical imaging, medical advice, and you will continue to need that on an ongoing basis. Your best helpers will be female, like you. This is a woman card. And your best helpers will be those who can work on your case with a heart full of sympathy, you know, that kind of a situation.
Right.
The next card I get for you is the Ace of Cups. It's another cup card.
Mm-hmm.
This card shows a big puffy cloud in the sky, and out of the cloud comes a hand, and the hand is the hand of God. And the hand is palm up. And balanced on the palm of the hand is another one of these golden goblets, this one open. And arching out of that golden goblet like five streams of living water is a fountain of water. And flying down into the cup is a dove, peace, holding the host. And the water arches up and it flows down into a beautiful pool of water lilies or lotuses. And it says that's a card of peace. This card always represents to me the 23rd Psalm because of the line, my cup runneth over.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see here, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. That's where you're at right now. You're on oxygen 24/7, like you said. You can't have fire. You can't have things like that around you. But you can.
Dialysis.
You're on dialysis, yeah. Well, yeah. But this card is a card of bathing and cleansing, and it's a card of peace.
Mm-hmm.
So it says to me that as far as the remedies that you can do for yourself should involve the recital of the 23rd Psalm and literally gaining a state of peace of mind,
mm-hmm.
bathing yourself in waters, the use of herb teas, and the use of herbal baths. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That is it's a card of blessings. It is not a card that is lightly to be, turned aside because it's a card that has a deep meaning.
Yes.
The third card I have for you is the star.
I always get that one.
That's your card, huh?
Yeah.
Well, she just turned up for me. The star shows a beautiful naked woman pouring water. Now notice we have two cups cards and now the star. She's pouring water out of two jugs or pitchers of water. She kneels down by a little pool and she pours water onto the land and she pours water into the pool. Above her head is a beautiful large star surrounded by smaller stars. And she's kneeling down and her foot is on the water but doesn't sink into the water. And with her left hand, she pours water onto the land, and around her there are little flowers, and the little flowers are watered by the water. Now, water in these cards means spirituality.
Right.
So she's a very spiritual being. She waters the material world, the world of the land, the world of the
right.
flowers. You help others. You are a helper to others. And as long as you're here on this earth, you will use spirit to water those little flowers and help change other people's lives. But some of the water that she pours right back. It just runs off the land and pours back into the pool. And with her right hand, she's just pouring right into the pool. And people say, why pour water into water? Don't make no sense. Well, the answer to that is, give unto spirit that which is spirit's. And this says to me that you are a person who, no matter what your health, will always be helping other people. But it also tells me that you are a person who is preparing yourself spiritually. If it's time for you to go, you will make that journey in peace. But it's not time yet. You still have a lot. You still have a lot to give. There's a tree behind this woman, and on the tree there's a little bird, and the bird is an ibis, which is an Egyptian bird that represents Thoth, the god of communication and speech,
mm-hmm.
to the ancient Egyptians. And so this says to me that stay in communication with all your friends, stay in communication with those who need your help, and stay in communication with your doctors. But again, this recommends prayer, and it recommends water, the waters of peace. And I would recommend for you one thing that you may do to help yourself, and this is an old-fashioned kind of work. You probably have heard of this, the Water of Seven Waters.
Yes.
All right. Now, for those listening on the radio who don't know what the Water of Seven Waters is, This is a water made with water from 7 different sources. Different people will give the recipe differently. I'm a teacher who teaches everything I've been taught, so I cannot give you the one way because there's so many different ways to make it. But the 7 waters may include rainwater, river water, ocean water, water from a sacred well, water from a sacred spring, holy water from a church, and so forth and so on, the water of 7 waters. Well, there are 2 ways to make this water. One is to go on a pilgrimage yourself and travel around till you collect all those waters. But you cannot do that, and not all of us can. But what you can do is find some other people who also need this water. Use the internet. Use the internet and trade waters with them so that you bring the water from wherever you are. They bring the water from where they are. And everyone, literally like a round robin, and I want you to do this only with women.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 cards I have here, it's women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will prepare the water of 7 waters with 6 other women.
Okay.
And let these be women who also have health issues. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And each of you pray over the water that you collect from the source that you can collect it from, and then each of you will make and send to the others water, and you will all pour your 7 waters together. And that's the water of 7 waters. And that way you will be a blessing not only to yourself, but you'll be a blessing to 6 other women.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That is real good,
I
Kat.
Like that. And it's also nice because there wasn't a bit of fire mentioned.
No. Look at those
mm-hmm.
3 cards. There's no
mm-hmm.
fire at all. Isn't that amazing?
It's interesting also because in the imagery of the cards that I am using, the very last card has a very large pool of water, a very large body of water. It's a river, and along the river there are several huts, and you mentioned 7 women, so it's very interesting that we have the same imagery here.
That is interesting, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the fact I know a lot of women, and I have some friends also that are ill.
Yes. Yes.
And so that might be just the perfect thing for us to do.
Yeah. Also, you mentioned dialysis, and that involves the kidneys, and we know all that's about liquids, too.
Right.
So you need to get those. The liquid balance is what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do see, to me, this looks like a very beautiful ceremony can be crafted here between you, and I think it will be for the blessing of all.
I think so. I look forward to it being so.
All right.
Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, well,
and
thank you for calling.
I love listening to you guys, so I'm going to be a regular now.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm glad for that. And thank you so very much for calling, Mary. And Godspeed to you. Blessings. Hey, by the way, you know, when Kat said trade for the water, in my Hoodoo space, on myhoodoospace.ning.com, we have a group called Marketplace, and that is for bartering only. You cannot sell anything there, but if you have herbs, roots, waters, whatever, you can come there, list what you have, and ask someone for a trade. And so I'm going to suggest that you head on over that way and get this ball rolling for yourself.
I will do so. Blessed be to all.
That's good.
Blessings, yes. Thank you.
Have
Kat?
A wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kat? We have some people here in the chat room at myhoodoospace.ning.com who say they're on the phones with us, so I believe we have a couple who may actually want to speak up and ask a few questions. Shall we do that?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All righty. Who's next? *6, unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Speak up, please.
Hello.
Okay, I heard a man first. Who did you hear, Kat? Man or lady?
I heard a man first.
All right, so the man wins. All right, time's wasting. Come on, talk.
Hi. Miss Kat, you might know me from the forums. I'm on there as Hail Discordia.
You're Hail Discordia? Oh, I'm so...
I don't know if you're happy or angry, but yeah, that's me.
wow. No, I had no, I mean, I have wondered about what Hail Discordia stood for. It's you. Well, hello.
My question, brief as it is, in the past I've done some work for others, candles, readings, a few mojo bags, and for a while I was really into it, but that was when I was unemployed. Now I have a full-time job. I'm wondering if it would be wise to try and get back into that.
Well, first of all, let me catch Dr. K up on you. If you don't, do you ever go to myhoodoospace.com?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on there as Turnstile.
Okay. Hey, Turnstile. He's in the chat room right now. Yes.
All right. First of all, number one, I want you to go to the Lucky Mojo Forum, and I want you to read that that thread on name changes. I want you to get all your names synced up. Whether
I was
it's
just
Hale,
thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do that. Whatever it is, you can change your name. I want all your names and all your spaces to be the same. If you're talking about doing this at all, four other people, they got to know how to find you. So we just had a situation. Dr. K just went down today. A lady in our forum, she's a graduate. You would know her through the Rootwork Yahoo group. I don't want to speak out her other name, but she was on the forum as Juju Giggles, and she was so popular, well-known moderator. And then one day she was talking about, well, you know, I really want to join AIR. And I'm like, well, Juju Giggles is kind of a giggly name to join AIR under and be a professional reader at AIR. Well, she says, well, actually, I have a shop, and I'm known as Debbie Spring. And I'm like, I had no idea you were Debbie Spring. So we showed her how to change her name. So today, everybody on the forum has been changing their names. And it's been wonderful. She got to be Debbie Spring, and then we got a lady who was on the forum as Cleopatra. She's now come out as Mama Mickey. So people are coming out of the woodwork. So Hail Discordia, Turnstile, whoever you're going to be, pick one name, all right, and stick with it. That's number one. Now let's do some cards. I'm going to just briefly see what we can get on you here. First card I get is the Hanged Man.
That's
a man who's hung up. You're hung upside down. You don't know what to do. And you're hung by your foot. For people who are not familiar with the cards I read, you're hung up by your foot. You're not hung by your neck until dead. You're just hung by your foot because you don't know what to do. But this man has a halo around his head, and he is someone who is thinking things over. So take a little time to think it over. Consider where you're going to go. But right now is not the time to act at this particular moment. You need to plan and get yourself together first. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next card I get is a card called the Seven of Pentacles. This is a man who has planted pumpkins, but he's harvested golden coins. He's leaning on his hoe, kind of resting. This is a card of retirement. One reason you want to have the job is you're worried about financial security. You want to know, you know, who, if you went into just doing root work for a living, who would do your health care? What would your retirement be like? You need to plan these things. So it says to me, you can do this work part-time as long as your employment is working towards your eventual retirement or your savings account. But at the point where you feel that you could be secure as a root worker and pay your self-employment taxes and do all that stuff, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you can become a root worker, work for people. I know that you're good because I've seen you on the forum. You give great advice and you know your stuff. No question about that. Card number three is a card called the Six of Wands. It's a card of victory. This says you can win, you will win, and your friends will cheer you on. I'll be one of those friends. This is a man on a horse. He is riding into the future. He has five friends beside him, and they're all cheering, yay, go, wow, you know, and he has won a crown. So you can win, but you need to plan first. Is that a good answer? You understand that one?
That makes perfect sense.
All right. So first of all, think about it, look at it, weigh your options, plan. If you're going to really do this, because you are skilled at it, no question about that, I have no doubt that you would make a very good professional reader and root worker. I have admired your work on the forum for a long time. You need to get your ducks lined up in a row, and that is to say, plan out, and literally, when I say things like pay your self-employment tax, get your business license, do all that stuff, keep the job until you have all that planned, and then just transition, and the next card is a card of victory. You'll be very happy if you do make that transition.
Turnstile, may I add to this with Kat here? What I see is eventually some kind of certification or initiation. So that is something that you need to follow through with as well. Do you connect with that?
Yeah, actually, because I think what it probably is, I just finished up my last piece of homework. So that'll be in the mail probably next.
Okay, so you're going to become a graduate of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork course. Okay, so I see that in the outcome here in regards to what Kat is telling you. But I do want to also say that you need to go into these things with your eyes open in light of the Hangman card. And in addition to the planning there, being cognizant that this may, I know Kat said it may be full time, but my cards don't give me that. And I have to be honest with you. There's going to have to be some remediation work done. Magical remediation work to turn all of your money cards. All of them are here. They're all money cards that are here and occupying three positions, but they're all reversed. And so it says to me here, you need something done in order to unblock whatever logjam is there in order for this to become a full-time paying profession for yourself. Because we both know you can be talented, but if something is blocking your gift from blossoming, then you'll starve trying to do this work.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I got that card. What I see with that card, the card, the Seven of Pentacles. This is a guy who has to make his money before he can do what he loves. So you need to get your money thing set up. You need to have a cushion. And you need to make the transition in a good, solid way. Don't just throw yourself off the cliff going, I'm a root worker now. That ain't going to work. You need to really build this thing up. Go by stages. Go by steps. And get your money flowing. He's right. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Any further questions for us here? Turnstile. And I'm sorry. They said they could not hear me. I was muffled. So I'm turning my volume up here. Anything further for you, sir?
No, that about covers it. Thank you, too, so much.
All right, now I want to see you come up with one name between all these things.
I'll be doing that later tonight.
All right. And may I suggest, Hail Discordia is a nice name, but it's not a name that people will trust.
Right.
Okay. I had to say that because, Discord is Discord. Discordia, that's nice. It's a nice, chaotic-y, chaos magic thing, but just think of that gal who just got diagnosed with cancer. Is she going to go to someone named Hail Discordia? No. Just think of that gal who just lost her boyfriend. Is she going to go to someone named Hail Discordia? No. You know what I'm saying? Think of that young man just graduated from college and he wants to know, should he join the army? Is he, they're not going to go to someone named Hail Discordia. You need to get a name that inspires confidence. This is part of your problem. This is why you're hung up. You haven't fully committed yourself to any one thing yet. So
sounds like good advice. Thank you for your call. We're going to try to squeeze in one more call here. Unmute
Hello.
Yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. Who is it? Hi.
This is Charles Porterfield in Texas.
Hey, Dr. Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, we're so glad you got on board.
Okay, folks. This is Professor Porterfield from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers.
How y'all doing?
Oh, we be doing fine.
Well, Professor Porterfield. Professor
well,
Porterfield.
I think I'm going to continue with the theme this afternoon of doctors going to the doctor.
All right.
And I am experiencing some blockages in my work that I can't get over that's keeping me from going forward back into my practice. And I wanted to hear what the elders had to say.
All right, well, let us gather under the great cotton tree and see.
All right, Dr. K, do you want to do the honors in reading the cards for Professor Porterfield?
Yes, I certainly will, and thank you for giving us a call. And it's always an honor when our colleagues look to us, and it says something about the man. And I certainly turn to Kat when I need her, and Dr. Porterfield, you and I, we just need to get to know each other. And I tell people this. I'm shuffling cards while I'm talking here. But I tell people, they say, well, you're unapproachable. I say, no, I'm not. You just simply need to introduce yourself to me and
talk
with me.
You haven't come to me yet.
I am very approachable. And if I wasn't approachable, I wouldn't be so busy. Okay, so where is this block? That is the question that the doc is asking today. So let us turn the cards and see what the spirits say. Shall we? Turning cards for you now, Dr. Porterfield. Oh, boy, we start up with the hyenas, the jackals, man. They're on your heels. Those are enemies, my friend.
Huh?
Yes, sir. We've got hyenas, and they're coming after a goat that is tied up. And so you've got people who are nipping at your heels. They're coming at you. You are the goat. You're the sacrificial lamb in this situation. Your money card is here. I see you working. I see the witch doctor with money in his hands. You are working in the cards that I'm using. But there's a decision that you have not made. And so it seems like there's something that you need to do. It's a decision. And what I see in the outcome here is a man with his cane and his cape walking toward the crossroads, or even perhaps a journey, maybe even a move. So how do you connect with this in the evolution of your business and decisions that you need to make right now? You do have enemies, yes, that are nipping at your heels and are ready to overtake you, and I believe that is indeed part of it, but there's something else you need to do, a decision.
Yeah, I kind of need to just put my feet down and start walking again.
Uh-huh, and what does that mean? Translate it.
Well, I need to, I've been on sabbatical for quite a while now. And initially because of some health problems, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And just, it became a block, an inability to just get back into the work.
So then the jackals that I see here, the hyenas that are about to consume the goat, are your health problems. Those are your enemies.
That would be part of it. Yeah, I did have some other problems with people as well.
Mm-hmm.
But those are probably long gone by now.
There was Dr. K. I don't know if you remember. I don't want to mention the late unpleasantness, but Professor Porterfield was at the center of the late unpleasantness. Does that mean anything to you, Dr. K?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All
yes,
right,
it does.
So Professor Porterfield got thrown for by the late unpleasantness, okay?
Okay, we understand that talk, and those things happen, but that's why we are an egregore of practitioners who have each other's back so that we can guard against unpleasantness, as Kat calls it, or those among us who are snakes. And
that's a good word for it too.
Yeah.
So
now,
can I just butt in right here? I think he needs some kind of see, the health stuff, all of this came down at the same time, and I just didn't want to get into it, but I have an opinion here. I believe that this man, Professor Porterfield, Charles Porterfield, you need a cleansing of that, the dust and grime that got thrown on you, and I really seriously mean that.
Uh-huh.
Also, Dr. K, that third card, you said it was a man going to the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Professor Porterfield knows crossroads work.
Yes, I do.
And in fact, at the Air site, there is a web page at the Air site about crossroads. He's the man who wrote that page. So he knows about the crossroads. And so I would say that, again, this is meaningful to me. You know what I mean? Dr. K sees the image and I see the meaning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to just go out and ask for help at the crossroads.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly what I was thinking when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
it's time to go down the crossroads.
In fact,
definitely what I'm seeing in this. And the goat is significant to me in a separate venue of imagery because I'm Capricorn, so I see the tied goat.
Oh. Yes.
How about that?
Yes, I understand that. Now, what was the middle card between the goat and the hyenas and the crossroads? What was the card in the middle, Dr. K?
Well, you have the witch doctor with the money in his staff.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so perfect. You understand, this is a man. Professor Porterfield has trouble with money. Could we say that? Would we be honest if we said that?
Will you say that?
All right. This is a man who loves to work. This is a man who is brilliant at his work, and this is a man who has trouble accepting money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why that card is reversed.
Yeah. He's got a problem. And the witch doctor with money in his hand, take the money, honey. I mean, you know, this is one reason that you don't, he has always tried to let this be a gift to the world. You need to take it, to the crossroads.
Yeah.
It's all right there. Those three cards. Brilliant. That's a brilliant reading, Dr. Keone.
It is. Thank you, Dr. K. It is. That answers a lot for me.
I need to give you a little bit more instructions, and then we're going to be done with the show here.
Yes, sir.
There's something specific you need to do at the crossroads that I have here by the imagery in the cards here. At the crossroads, there's another card after it, the summary card. I'm doing a five-card reading here, Kat.
Okay.
And so now I have what I call a fifth card summary, okay? And this card shows the man naked at the crossroads, holding up an empty purse, or for lack of a better word, that's what it looks like, or a messenger bag, if you want to use a more proper term today. But it is empty. And at the crossroads is a great prince or warrior. Now, he is standing there offering you the sword of power in exchange for what you have in that sack, which is very little. Take what you have, which is very little, to the crossroads. The prophet Elijah told the widow, "You bake me some bread." The woman said, "I only have a little meal for me and my son. We're going to eat it and we're going to die." She met him at the crossroads in the marketplace. This is what the scriptures say. But he said, "No, you feed me first." And because she fed him first, the scriptures say that that widow and her child were never without oil and bread, even through the famine that came upon the city in which they lived. And so, here at the crossroads, offer what you have. And this is a lesson for everyone who is listening to the sound of our voice today. You don't have to have a whole lot to do juju and conjure. Take what you have. Look in your refrigerator. Look in your pantry. Look in the backyard. Find what you need. Work the ant hill. Go to the crossroads and offer up what you have in sincere faith. The nakedness represents the removal of all ego and coming to a place to say, "I am without help within myself. And I am now looking to the old man at the crossroad. I am calling upon the spiritual entities here to answer my call, to hear me." Now, one other thing that is associated with this, George Washington Carver. We all know who he is, right? Someone, you need to mute your doggone phone, please. I hear you talking about your washer and dryer. Star 6, please. Thank you. Okay, George Washington Carver, what did he work with?
Well,
peanuts.
Peanuts.
Come on, you're supposed to be teaching African American history and don't know this?
Yes.
Shame on you.
Muted.
Okay, and a peanut grows under the ground. It can be considered what? A root.
That's right.
Work That's the right. stuff, son. You're going
to
be all right.
Because I happen to know a little bit about Professor Porterfield, and he is working on a book. And if I were him, I would take what little scraps I have written so far everything and take that as an offering to the Crossroads. He's working on a very important book, and it's an interesting book, and I want him to take that with it, him to the Crossroads for the furtherance of that work as well.
That is it. Yes, that is it. Because George Washington Carver, great scientist, did a lot with the peanut, told us all kinds of stuff about the wonderful world of peanut and then soybeans and so forth. And so he's an academician, okay, a scientist. And so there is a direct correlation here with his imagery, you see.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And so that tells me you need to finish that, and when you do that, that is the decision that I was talking about. It's something that you have not done.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is the key to your success. And it will launch you to where you want to be.
The bag with very little in it that I need to take along with me.
I know. Oh, yes.
All right, well, we got you.
Well, I am so glad to have heard from you, Professor Porterfield.
I was glad to hear you both back on the air, and
yes.
Much luck to you both, and God bless you both.
Yes, and really, you know, all the best to you in your work, and we'll be talking soon, I hope.
I do as well.
All right.
Thank you, Prof. I sure enough am glad to have met you and spoken with you here today on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour. That's what you're listening to here as Cool and the Gang plays in the background, stepping into love, because that's what we're doing here. We love you. Yes, we do. Oh, we love you from your bow legs to your knock knees, pigeon toes, cross eyes, nappy hair, straight hair, whatever you are, whatever color you are, multicolor, wherever you are. There's nothing but love in our hearts for you, and we're so happy to have you here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woodwork Hour. Kat, I know you got a few things you want to share with our listeners here in regards to what you got going on, and of course we want to remind our people, be right here with us next Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. So I'm kicking it back to you here for you to wrap it up, and then...
Okay, brief wrap-up. First of all, next week I hope we'll have the Blog Talk Radio software going, so we won't have all these mute and unmute problems. So we're gonna knock on wood and pray that we got that thing together. The only other big thing I have coming up October 4th to October 8th is an apprenticeship week at the Lucky Mojo Shop in Forestville. Anyone who is a graduate of the course who has not taken the week one apprenticeship. Week one will be taught Monday through Friday, October 4th through October 8th. It is free of charge, but you must work for me in exchange. In other words, it's a labor exchange, no charge, but you have to be prepared to be here 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and work and be taught. You'll be taught about half the time, and you'll be working about half the time. And also on Tuesday, there'll be a free lunch supplied by the Lucky Mojo employees, and on Wednesday night, there'll be a dinner that will just be for all the apprentices to get to chat and know each other. So if you can make it, October 4th or October 8th, do call the shop and let Robin know. Sister Robin Peterson, that is the shop manager, she needs to kind of schedule to see how many apprentices we're going to have. We're looking at somewhere right now between 7 and 10. We can take a few more.
And not only that, Kat, but I'm certainly going to be jetting out your way. And so we can kick something off and have some fun as well. And, you know, if you haven't been out to the Lucky Mojo the Hoodoo Work Hour, if you haven't been out to the Lucky Mojo Shop in Forestville, California, you really, really, really need to go. And, by the way, Joan is going to be stopping by. You know who I'm talking about, right, Kat?
Joan.
Yeah, her little daughter is... in breaking into show business. They're my clients. I'm working with them.
Yes.
So I know that they're in California right now. I spoke with them, both mom and daughter, here last week, and they're out there making the calls at the agencies, and we're forecasting and seeing great things for them. And I know she said that
Wonderful.
She and her daughter are going to come up to the campus at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. So definitely want to see you all stop out there, and we're going to get a date set up here real soon for me to also be out there. We'll do some readings for you and get able to shake some hands, and Kat, you and I can sit down and renew our fellowship and enjoy ourselves along with Shiva and the rest of your cast, okay?
All right.
Yeah, all righty. Well,
we'll see you next week.
Okay, we'll see you then. Yes, we will, and we'll have our blog talk up by that time. Okay, thank you. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and drkeone.com, respectively found online at luckymojo.com and drkeone.com. We also invite you, when you come over to the luckymojo.com website, you will find Kat's forum there, where she discusses with her customers the products that they buy and how to use those products. And you can ask those questions there regarding her products. But you can also come on over to myhoodoospace.ning.com as well, which is a social network site that I created for conjurers and eclectic conjurers. And even if you don't practice with the public and you're not a professional practitioner, that's okay. You can come on over to myhoodoospace.ning.com, and there you'll find a lot of forums. You're going to find all kinds of groups and blogs, and there's a ton of information about hoodoo and conjure, the African diaspora traditions. That's over at myhoodoospace.ning.com. You'll also find the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork course group there, where you can congregate with current course members as well as the alumni of that course. So thank you for joining us. Be with us next Sunday evening, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when you hear the familiar strains of the Jug Band Waltz here for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour.
Visit LuckyMojo.com and explore the many ways you can get your mojo back and working all the time. LuckyMojo.com, your trusted source for authentic hoodoo, candles, oils, talismans, and spiritual knowledge. Get your mojo working today. LuckyMojo.com. Are you feeling down, unimportant, not as successful as you should be in your business and personal life?
DrKeeley.com.
You know it's time for a change, but do you know what you have to change?
DrKeeley.com.
Let Dr. Keone guide you to a path of personal and spiritual success with his tried and proven methods to achieve the prosperity you so deserve. Visit DrKeone.com today and realize your full potential tomorrow. Don't wait another moment. You deserve so much more from your life. DrKeone.com.
DrKeone.com.